Vrindavan and Sridhar Mayapur, Prabhupada even requested an akanda kirtan, a non-stop kirtan, 24 hours a day. And he related this 24-hour kirtans or bhajan to the success of the center. He said, "Then it will; everything will be successful." Yes. All right. So let me find the shloka. Thank you very much. Can you help me your name again? I forgot your name. Manohar Prabhu. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. So who is our best translator in the Italian Yatra? Guru Charan and Manohar? It's really not a question of positioning, it's just skills and vocabulary. I would say, yes, I met her this morning. She said she never works on Mondays, but she has a recording today. Let us try Manohar. Is it all right? Because your translation abilities are not as high as your devotional abilities. Your devotional abilities are much higher. Yes. No. And not so loud, please, with the medanga. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari. Gopidana Vallava Girivaradhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Kiravana Sari. Yamuna Kiravana Sari. Yamuna Tira Panachari. Nijaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Nijaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Satasi simatisti vaingre silave charanaravinda Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada ki re Anant koti vaishnavrinda ki re Samaveta bhakta vrinda ki re Gaur premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shiguranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki.
We will read from the first canto, 8th chapter, verse 36. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We are reading this morning from the first canto, chapter 8, text number 37. Api atya nastvam svakrite hita prabho jihasasi svet surido nujivinaha yesham nachanyat Bhavata Padambuja Parayanam Rajasu Jojitang Hasam. Apyat Janastvam Svakrite Tita Prabho Jihasasi Svitsurido Nojivina Yesham Nachanyad Bhavata Padam Bujat Parayanam Rajasu Jojitang Hasam. I would suggest we go immediately to the translation and the purport. Yes, please. Everyone speaks Italian here. And those who don't, they will learn just by hearing you, Manoha. It's all right. It's all right. Manoha, not every little word you have to translate. And relax, Manoha. I'm the most simple man in the universe. Just read very nice and slowly, as if you are in the radio. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Dhimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Let me give you a summary of Srila Prabhupada's purport. He was explaining, let me first read to you in English the text again, and Manohara, please translate also. It's a prayer of Queen Kunti. You have to see that Krishna is on his chariot, ready to leave Hastinapur to go back to Dwaraka. And now Queen Kunti is addressing him. And she begs him in this verse, please don't go, my Lord. Yes. This is what she says. Oh, my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. She thinks of his participation in the Kurukshetra war. Are you leaving us today, though we are completely dependent on your mercy? And have no one else to protect us now when all kings are at enmity with us? In other words, Queen Kunti expresses her full dependency on Krishna. She says, we need you to exist. And Prabhupada says, now in material life, if you become totally dependent on someone, that's the utmost sign of misfortune. People who are totally dependent on others are called slaves. But if you can find a good master, the best master, that is the Lord, then it is the most fortunate case when you can live completely dependent on him. Molto fortunato, yes. I think yesterday when we talked about the stream of love, the free stream of love, or river of love, then this is what we were having in mind. Yes. Prabhupada speaks about two types of people in his purport. One is called anatta, not anatta, but anatta, without a Lord. A means without, and Nata means Lord, Anata. Such people are always in anxiety. And then he speaks of sanatas. Sanatas means together with the Lord, and this is a devotee. And then in the last chapter, last part of his purport, he explains that even for the Pandavas, after the battle of Kurukshetra, it was important to stay always with the Lord. Because, he says, although the Pandavas had been victorious in the battle of Kurukshetra and had killed all their opponents, still the sons of the kings who were killed were living and were in constant enmity. So he wants to say that even after you have killed all your all the obstacles, removed all the obstacles, even after you have removed all the obstacles, the material world is such a place that there will still be problems. So that's why you need the protection of the Lord. Our Prabhupada Desh has now the most beautiful temple room. Soon it will have the most beautiful gardens. There is the most beautiful and effective new heating system in our Prabhupada Desh. Vasudev and Madhava Priya are personally taking care of the agricultural department of Prabhupada Desh. But there will still be obstacles. Krishna. And therefore we need to take shelter of the Lord. 100%. That's what we can understand from this. Now, to live in complete dependency on Krishna is a very, very high state. In my lecture, I will now touch some socio-economical reason dimensions of the Hare Krishna movement. Fasten your seatbelts, please. After 35 years of being in the movement for Hare Krishna, I dare to speak about a taboo subject matter. Our movement is not very successful in keeping members. Why not? I think there are two reasons. One is devotees cannot live up to the highest standard of full dependency on Krishna. They still need a little material security. up till now, the Hare Krishna movement is a full surrender movement. Yes. Up till now. Only here and there we find in America now that devotees get some payment for their services to have some material stability. But that's really the last resort which we take. When we see we can't have a temple president or pujari in America without giving him some material security, then we go to the congregation and say, please help, otherwise the puja breaks down. The second reason why I think we cannot, so the first was high standards, which not everyone can keep. That's the reason why devotees are not living their life in our movement. And the second reason I feel is because we don't have a step-by-step educational process, which life education, I mean here, not a step-by-step process which brings them to the level of high surrender. When Prabhupada left us, he said 50% of his work was still undone. And he said what these 50% which he could not introduce because of having only 10 years time, or a little more than 10 years, he said what this remaining part was. But first of all, I want to tell you, when you make a journey with only 50% of your legs, that means only one leg, you won't most probably reach. Very enthusiastically, in the beginning, you jump on one leg. Molto enthusiastically. But after some time, you need to sit down. It's just too difficult. I don't know if you have you ever done races on one leg? I have done many as a child. Many. In the beginning, you're so fast. You think, what a new way of jumping. Of movement. It is very much suiting my taste, you know. After some time, you think, I like to run with 2 feet, you know. Now, I feel also in the same way that in the beginning we attract very enthusiastic members. Whoa! Oh, so enthusiastic. But after some time, they all sit on the side. I need some normal life, they say. Emotional security, physical security. Yeah, I have secretly studied the goodbye letters from our members. statistical study, Harikesh Jagadish Maharaj psychological analyzed the letter. And they all say they need some physical and emotional stability. Prabhupada knew that. And he wanted to give that, but he didn't have time. He first needed to stress the spiritual goal. The spiritual goal, yeah. He mentioned it, however, in his books. He said we need a culture. A Varnashram culture. Those who read Prabhupada's books, they must have ask themselves, so often he talks about this, my God, so often. Now, when I first read these things in the books, I thought, yes, if you say Prabhupada, it must be like this, but I can't understand how the Westerner needs a class society. Much later, I understood that Varnashram is about supplying a physical, a security, and an emotional and social stability. Yes. Physical stability means a means of income. Yes. And I feel emotionally the people need a step-by-step process to approach pure bhakti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita tells us what Varnashram could mean in a devotional community. Yes, he speaks of a very special type of Varnashram, which he calls Devi Varnashram, God-centered society. But in his descriptions of what a God-centered society is, you will find that he talks about the right means of income, he talks about associating properly amongst each other. He talks about giving charity and such things. Normal life, in other words. Yes, but with God in the center. And he says only those who have developed raga, that is a burning attachment for God, can do without this. And he gives an example how to take care of your material foundation is necessary for your spiritual life. He gives the example of a morning bath. He says, when you take a good bath in the morning, your mind is cool. And you can worship God with a cool mind. Because you feel fresh. Please, the material, the bath is absolutely material. you put water over your body, it washes the sweat from the night away from your body. It's not spiritual to take a bath. But it can help the spiritual development. You could make an experience tomorrow and not bath in the morning. Be practical. And you will see, you just don't feel to raise in the morning. You don't feel to chant very concentrated. You just feel like going to sleep again. Because you have the mode of ignorance. And you don't have an encouraging smell, an encouraging fragrance, you know. Perfumo, non perfumo, and bellissimo, you know. No. And then you won't be able to, you won't engage in an enthusiastic process of the day. Only if you are very much rasic, you don't care. If you're very advanced, you don't care. You have realized you are not the body. Vamsi Das Babaji. Hare Krishna. Great souls. Don't want to shock you with some stories of the of Raga Bhaktas, what they sometimes do. You wouldn't be very encouraged to hear this. But let's face it, we need a morning bath. So in much the same way, we need favorable circumstances to practice our spiritual life. One favorable circumstance is to live in the mode of goodness. That gives encouragement. The next is to know your dharma, your purpose, why you have come in this world, what is your unique mission here. Yes, and your dharma means both. In a Devi Vana Shram, it means what are you meant to do as a human being and what are you meant to do as a soul, a servant of Krishna. Most people don't know anything about the unique power of living in one's dharma. Krishna himself said, he who protects his dharma is protected by dharma. It's a beautiful little leela which I would like to tell you, because I don't want to talk only about socio-economical basis, because I'm a sannyasi. It's really tapasya for me to talk about these things. So, yes, so the seventh year of Krishna came. Up to his sixth years, he was only taking care of the little calves. Who stayed around the house. So Krishna was also staying around the house because he was small. But on the night for his 7th birthday, the two goldsmiths, Tankini Rang, I forgot their names at the moment, but came to Mother Yashoda. They had prepared jeweled shoes. They were meant for Krishna, so that when he would go out into the forest on his 7th birthday, he would have his feet would be protected. In the morning of his birthday, Mother Yashoda gave Krishna his cowherding shoes. Made from jewels. Because now, Gopal, you will not be around the house any longer. My heart pains me to think of this, but you will go into the forest and herd the cows. And there are sharp stones and thorns. Krishna said, and you have also shoes for my cows? Why? Well, I can't take more protection than my cows who are dependent on me. They must also be protected from the stones. Mother Yashoda said, "That's too much. We have 900,000 cows. I mean, times four. Who can calculate so many shoes here?" And Krishna had also been offered a servant who was carrying an umbrella against the sun, and now he wanted also for each cow a servant with an umbrella for the head to stay cool, you know. Just imagine this. 900,000 cows all have jeweled shoes and a servant who carries an umbrella. This would be really fantastic, you know. So Mother Yashoda said to Gopal, we can't supply this. And Gopal said, then I will also not accept the jeweled shoes and the servant with the umbrella. Because, Mother, it is said in the Vedas, he who protects his Dharma will be protected by his Dharma. My Dharma is now I'm a cowherd boy. I'm a Gopal. Gopal means a protector of cows. I have to take care of the cows properly. If I do my Dharma properly, Dharma will come to my support. But I assured us that Gopal, you don't understand. The cows have their own shoes, ready-made, you know, hooves. No need for jewel shoes. So when the cows had heard how Gopal, how their protector Krishna didn't want to accept anything which was more than what was given to the cows. In that night, they ran all over Vrindavan with their sharp hooves. They crushed all the stones into fine brajaraj. That means dust. There was no sharp stone. Like yesterday, you saw some of the devotees were rolling in the dust. That was the best dust I have seen since now in Braj. It's between Tungavitya's village and Rangadevi's village. And Rangadevi's. And Ucha gown is also after the bridge very fine dust, but this is more fine. For those who need a detailed description of where to find the best dust. But here I wanted to say, Krishna himself stresses the Dharma by quoting this well-known Vedic shloka. At the moment, my memory is not working properly. It will come after 2 months, but I can't quote the shloka. It's something Dharma, Dharma Kshatu, Rakshatu, something like that. Yeah. I think every one of you needs should be interested. What is my Dharma? What am I good in doing? What talents that the Lord has given to me? Yes, talenti. What is that what I have to do in this life? For instance, I want to give you a tip. I have recognized about me something. I'm terrible in organization. Terribly. This is, thank you, Manoha. But I'm very convinced of going deep in spiritual life. That's my Dharma. And I like to speak about this. I like to organize retreats where devotees can do this, go deeper. I like to write such books. It is my Dharma. It comes natural. I just have to sit down and then my Dharma does everything. Dharma is that universal law which moves everything, and you have a place within that. The next step which I feel should be taught is where Prabhupada was very much active teaching of how we are not the body. Not theoretically, but practically. What does it mean to understand you are a soul, eternal? I feel meditations are necessary, not just intellectual knowledge. We have to deal with our own mortality and discover our immortality. We have to maybe learn what it means to remain connected with the soul while doing activities in this world. Yeah. to find these things and practice. Also, Prabhupada talks, then the next, we can, when we are the soul, we can approach the super soul. We can make a connection to the Lord in the heart. We can get direction from Him. Have you ever thought about getting directions from the super soul? It is possible. If you learn how to do that. And finally, we can approach what we really look for, that is the world of Ras. Yes. We cannot teach Rasa because you have to experience it. It is experienced by the good Bhakta. So we can teach on the basis of Rupa Goswami what it means to be situated in Bhakti. He has written a guideline called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I think that the wealth of our spiritual tradition is the experience of a relationship with Krishna. In one of our works, a conflict is described. A conflict between meditation and bhakti. You know, Gop Kumar comes to Tapaloka. And there he sees all the saints sitting and meditating about Krishna. And he learns how to do it from the Kumaras. But then he feels his heart need more. He says, I somehow want to see the Lord with these eyes. Because I want to serve Him with my senses. And the yogis in Tapaloka laugh at him. You immature spiritualist? Don't you know that perception only takes place in the mind? Imagine someone sees something and the mind is somewhere else. He doesn't perceive it. Like yesterday, I looked at Chitra and asked, where is Chitra, my translator? My mind was somewhere else. I saw her with these eyes, but because the mind was gone, I didn't recognize her. So the yogis tell, why do you want to see with the eyes? See with the mind. Let the Lord appear in your heart. That's the perfection. How does it sound? This Saint Pippa Liana has said this. I mean, he knows. He's more intelligent than us. Yeah. Much later, this subject is taken up in the Brihad Bhagavatam. It's when you, the value of smaranam, meditation, is contrasted against the value of kirtanam. And I will just give you a brief summary. I know some of you are almost falling to the ground in tiredness, so I will be very brief. Yeah. Actually, it's so frustrating. Manuram talks so good translation, but you know, I need to know the language to really communicate. Anyways, it's like this, my dear devotees. Devotees want an exchange with Krishna. They don't just want to see him. In meditation, you see the Lord in your heart. But devotees want to hear the Lord, to serve him, to dress him, to cook for him. They want some exchange of love. Not just look in the Shandarasa. That's why the gopis were so much criticizing Uddhava. And even Krishna. Krishna had sent a message with Uddhava, which was alright for yogis, but not for bhaktas. He had written, "My dear gopis, why do you cry? I'm present everywhere." As Paramatma. The gopis were very much, "How dare you say this? We don't want the all-present Lord. We want the Lord who plays his flute, where we can hear his love through which he, of the heart, through the music of his flute." We want to serve the Lord in his Vrindavan pastimes. We want to dance with him. We want to feel the hand of the Lord on our forehead as he wipes away the perspiration after the rasa dance. Yes, we want rasa. This is the gift of our Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. So bhakti means to have an exchange with Krishna. Not just seeing him and relishing his. Gustar, thank you. You say it so nice. Manor, how you speak so good Italian. Thank you. But this is a high level. So, let's not forget to take a shower. That is, create the circumstances or the environment for bhakti to take, for our mind to be cool and then be ready to engage in these highly spiritual subjects. We might need also an economical foundation for most of our members who are grihasthas. Yes, in Zagreb we will try to start something like an eco-village. It has a very revolutionary basis of you know, which is based on a heatable, easily and without money investment, heatable greenhouse, so that all throughout the year there will be vegetables for the market. I will introduce this concept to Vasudev Prabhu, and he can see if there's some value maybe to apply this in Prabhupada Desh. It's just a humble attempt, really. It's for one type, but there need to be other economical things, obviously, because not everyone is a greenhouse man. I'm not a greenhouse man. But I just want to say, I feel we have to think about these two dimensions. How to support our position in this life so that we can easily practice bhakti. This is called Daivivanashram. Obviously, there will be also devotees who like to just chant and to preach the whole day, and we should support them. Usually this is something for brahmacharis or brahmacharinis, this high spiritual level activity. But when one enters family life, these other things are more in the mind. So I wanted to give you this lecture because this is what I think at this moment of my life. I personally feel very attracted to, I have taken the sannyas ashram, and I feel very attracted to cultivate these spiritual subjects, and I will remain a preacher of pure spiritual things, but I want to encourage also these other dimensions. Yeah. My flag. It's all right. It's all right. So don't. This exodus of devotees from our movement. This may be the great challenge of our times. And I believe Prabhupada and Krishna, they push us in this direction. There are very good models in our society where this has been understood. I'm thinking of Chaupati, of the Radha Gopinath temple. I know that in other places also good endeavors are made. Good. So Hare Krishna, I hope it was encouraging. I just feel you are a little surprised by this lecture. I wanted to, my goal was to present our, you know, this wonderful purport of being totally dependent on Krishna. And then I wanted to show some thoughts, they are only thoughts, it's not a system, thoughts, how devotees can reach there. So I feel this is a very important consideration, the goal and how to reach. So Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. You're looking at me and I'm looking at you. Both must be there. A very, very deep spiritual connection. Not false, but really something from the deepest places of our heart. Therefore, I feel very much that things like retreats or festivals like this one is very good, because we come together and, you know, on the Palazzo De Marco, our hearts get touched by the holy name. We don't have to wait until we have the ideal material situation and then we practice bhakti. No. We must practice now, this moment. And then when we have when we come out of our sadhana and our worshipful activities, then it's good to find ourselves in a situation where we can function nicely. Now, while I'm saying this, I think of a very important philosophical conclusion. If you want to experience bhakti, it's really not always necessary that you are the most highly developed spiritualist. Your faith and your desire is often the most important. there's this verse in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam where it says that even if the devotee cannot yet control all his senses, he should remain happy. He has faith that Krishna is everything. He has faith in the narrations of Krishna. And he knows material life is not satisfying. But he just can't live always on the spiritual platform. He should remain happy. He should still continue to hear about Krishna. And as a result, he will go to the ultimately into Krishna's embrace. When Krishna sees this faith in the heart of even a weak devotee, that devotee is qualified for bhakti. To be qualified for the path of karma, you need to be convinced that material success will give you satisfaction. Then you are qualified for karma yoga. To be qualified for jnana yoga, you need to be convinced that to renounce this world is the perfection. Then you are qualified for jnana, but not for bhakti. A jnana yogi will not believe in taking the paraphernalia which is necessary for an arati and make an arati ceremony. Let's renounce this world and its complicated ceremonies. No, the faith of a bhakta is different. He feels, I just want to develop a relationship with Krishna. Even if I'm weak, and that wins the heart of the Lord. That wins or conquers. Yeah. Hare Krishna. All right. So I have ended my presentation. Does any one of you have any questions regarding this? Yes, Mataji, please speak in the microphone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yes. Would you like to say it in Italian language? Applicare in pratica. I want to answer your question in the context of the Krishna consciousness of our movement. There are certain talents which every one of us is born with. And usually in our movement it said it's the duty of the spiritual masters to find out the psychophysical nature of his disciple. But very often our spiritual masters concentrate themselves on the purely spiritual guidance of their disciples. And I personally feel that this is all right. The spiritual point is the most important. But then there needs to be some other group or some other facility so that devotees know how they can act according to their dharma. I suggest always the advice of Brahmins. In the Manu Sanghita it said that in the absence I just don't remember the quote, but it says you should ask six Brahmanas. That was quick. One or I just put the balance different. Speak with devotees who know you, who have observed you. They can give you a necessary mirror function. Mirror, you look in it and you... Because sometimes we want things and we are not good in it. I remember I wanted so much to play violin when I was a child. But I was just not, I'm not so talented. I can't even learn harmonium. And what to speak of computer? I'm more a man of ideas. Theoretical person. So some people told me this. That's one way to find out. Maybe also, yes, sometimes if we have good astrologers, we have some very nice astrologer. One came here, Syama Sundar, you remember? Oh, such a good astrologer, really good. Yeah. But he's so expensive, so much saldi you have to pay. Saldo, so much saldo. He's expensive, yes. No. Maybe there are also. We have in Croatia, the money is, everything is more inexpensive. We have some good astrologer there. Who has helped devotees, yeah. But I would suggest, speak with devotees, you know, that's best. Listen to also your own inner voice. Huh? Hare Krishna. Treda, your name is Trey Prabhu, isn't it? Or good, good. I'm always saying, you introduce yourself. Ah, yeah, name of your Trey Prabhu. Please tell us. Lots of difficulties, yeah. Trey Prabhu has touched upon a very real point. Every preacher knows when you tell the truth, you need a fast horse to gallop away. I have often used very fast horses. This is for, yeah, no, this is a problem for ego, you know. And people kill themselves with their false egos. It makes you cry. It's so relieving when you live a real life. You can practice bhakti as is a mlecha. Not even a sutra. They are good mlecha bhakti, very, you know, very good devotees who are our whole bhakti tradition is full of these examples. Spiritual life has really nothing to do with material positions. You just have to find your own position. I guess, Tere Prabhu, when one gets older, one sees that. Then one sees, oh, if I play a false role that just doesn't serve my interest. I just want to do what I can do for Prabhupada and Krishna. I don't want a falsely inflated life. Yeah. But when one is young, this is very difficult to accept. I cannot say more than that. It is a problem. Therefore, because this is there, when I give a presentation like this one, I begin to have a second thought. I'm thinking maybe, Sachinanda Swami, you just should tell everyone to chant as much as possible. then it's always right what they do. I honestly think like that. Because how will you in Kali Yuga have a step-by-step process when devotees or when human beings are not willing to accept their stage? Then I'm sometimes thinking Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would only concentrate on the holy name. I once heard when you, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, when you would go to an assembly of the Chaitanya Bhaktas, you know, it's described when Rupa Goswami came in the night to visit Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He first saw his devotees and they were only talking about Krishna. And they, some were chanting, others were talking about the pastimes of the Lord. And then finally they went through all these devotees, you know, who were just Krishna Katha in the evening. They went to Mahaprabhu and surrendered to him. But because Prabhupada said we should have 50%, you know, we should think about Varnashram, making it practical, I think we have to think about that. And how it will work? By Krishna's milost, by Krishna's mercy. Yeah. Our hope is the misericordia di Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Ivana. Thank you so much, Ivana, for your. Can you speak in Italian? Would be very. Can you? Yeah, is it possible? This devotee of whom you are talking is most probably a younger devotee. So that's why the spiritual guide tells him or her, this is important for you to learn these spiritual principles. Without it, you would be lost. You wouldn't become Krishna conscious. And maybe you should advise this devotee that for now it's why not try this, and then remain in communication with the spiritual guide and tell him how it's going. That communication is very important. Sometimes we feel our spiritual master wants us to do this one thing. It gets difficult for us. And then we don't talk again with him and develop a grudge against him. No, he wants to hear how we are doing. Some communication is very important.
La comunicazione è molto importante.
Mm. This is really like an Easter ghostie. Satyabhama will have the last question because then time is also there.
My question is,
All is important. Oh, yes. And chant. Simultane, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I understood about 50% of what you said. That's very no. I mean that's a good when you under, when a foreigner understands 50% of a language. He was an Italian in his past life, most probably. Sadhya Bhamaji, there are two considerations here. One is the spiritual consideration, association, servizio, sadhusanga, kirtan, you know, with everyone. Who would miss a kirtan? You can't do kirtan in your little apartment, like with 50 devotees, you know. But then there's also the need of the grihastha to earn a living for his little family. So both should go on. It's not an either or. And both should be encouraged. Our movement is relatively young, but in the normal, in the Indian models, there are these temples. There are brahmacharis and sannyasis living in the temple, and then there is a large congregation. And both are very happy with each other. Because they know what to expect from each other. The brahmacharis study and read and prepare themselves for preaching. The brahmacharinis also do that in the West. Full-time service. And then someone might like to raise a Krishna-conscious family, and then they have to work. And at this time, we have to be very careful that no split takes place. It is described in it's described in psychology. If two men are together and then or two women are together as friends, and then one of them marries, then they often go separate ways, and they feel, oh, I lost my friend. Because all of a sudden the other person becomes involved with his marriage partner, and they go on holidays and they have a child, and it's a whole different dynamic. So when devotee marries, I feel it requires maturity on both sides. The temple must be mature and understand the situation of these grihasthas, and also these new grihasthas, I feel they should naturally like to come to the kirtan and to the lectures and to the association and eat mahaprasadam. And then there are these grihastha brahmacharis. They stay in the temple. That's also, that's their life which they choose. I think it's glorious. They have the best of, I mean, from our world point of view, there is the renunciant point of view, there's, it's much more uncomplicated to stay arena in the other ashram, in the brahmacharyas. Anyways, don't. This is Hare Krishna. It is a private opinion. Anyways. So I want to thank you all very much. I wish your community all success. I was very happy here. Please forgive me when I touched. I gave 3 lectures on the kirtan of Gauranga and 1 on a taboo subject. It's not taboo. Everyone talks in the corridors about it. But then when it's only discussed in the corridors, then. I thought because we are one family, we should discuss it also here. But please know, without love of Godhead, whole life is simply miserable. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gaunitai ki Gaur Premanandi Adi Adi Bol.